All right, welcome back to Purple Passion. Brad Harris, Brad Jackson, Kyle Richardson, and Kyder Ismail. And our Twitter question this week comes from at Troy Hargens. And he asks, are you concerned at all the Ravens have the lowest time of possession right now in the NFL? And what's it a byproduct of? Why is it?
Well,
last game is because they're scoring so quick, right. Yeah.
But even look at the Dallas Cowboys game where the Dallas Cowboys controlled it as far as running the football up and down the field. When you had a kickoff return by Jacoby Jones, it just kind of nullifies all the Dallas Cowboys' momentum. Right. And the fact that they couldn't score, I think, puts it in the favor of the Ravens. I don't have a problem with it.
All right, let's go to Mixed Bag, our Purple Passion Mixed Bag here. And all kinds of good trivia for this Ravens-Steelers matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Three Ravens with ties to the University of Pittsburgh. Can you guys name them?
Flacco is one. Who else is the other?
I have no clue.
Flacco right to the head coach. Did you guys know Coach Harbaugh coached tight ends at Pitt back in 1987?
Okay, that's two.
Yeah. Tight ends?
Before he came to Cincinnati?
Before Cincinnati, before he was a Bearcat. And who's the third?
I thought Coach was only
who's the third guy?
Coach Leach? Alston. Played at Pitt.
Oh, okay.
T.A.
Last season, Joe Flacco, of course, led the Ravens in that fourth quarter comeback. That was his ninth of his career. How many of those nine came against the Steelers in his career?
Three. One, two. Four. He only had. Oh,
Brad Jackson right away. Three. He came out and nailed it.
I knew that.
Three of them. Of course, the Hushmanzada, Torrey, and then back in 2009, an overtime win back in 2009. This is a good one since the NFL started keeping track of sacks. This player has more sacks against the Steelers than they didn't get to finish it. Of course, you remember the great line that Terrell said last year about Ben after coming off field. God can have his soul, but his booty belongs to me. One of the great lines of all time. This week, there's one stat between the Ravens and Steelers that is identical, and it has to do with the offense and defensive lines. You guys know what it is?
The same amount of sacks given up and not given up.
You guys are getting rolled by Brad Jackson. How do you feel about that right now?
Mental telepathy. I'm giving him the answers.
Nothing, Brad Jackson.
I'm giving him the mental telepathy.
I thought Kyle was maybe looking at the answers.
For the sake of purposes. I felt Brad needed a little confidence.
Ravens win Sunday night, it'll be their 12th straight against the division. That'll tie him with what team? Also an AFC team that has the same record.
Indianapolis.
Former Colt.
Just trying to let you know.
One-time Colt.
3-1. Jeez.
And the most single-game receiving yards in Ravens history
do we have to go there?
How did Brad get it before? Kadri's sitting on the set.
Telepathy.
I think we do that one every year, don't we?
258 yards. Does anybody remember which game it was?
2000. Pittsburgh
Steelers.
In the old stadium at Three Rivers.
Yep. It was in December. It was cold as nothing. It was 50 degrees.
Yes. 1999. 31-24 win.
Game ball.
4-1 BJ.
That's what I do. A horsey ride at the end of that.
All right. One last question here. The bonus question. See if Brad can get that one. What Steelers defensive assistant played his final NFL season with the Ravens? It was 1998, so you guys might remember this.
I wasn't here in 98.
Steelers assistant played his final game.
No, your first year, 99, right?
Yeah, mine was 98. But
98, Brad was here. Jerry Olslofsky.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Jerry.
Jerry?
Linebacker.
J.O. The other J.O., I think is what
it was. No, he was never J.O.
He wasn't the other J.O.? He wasn't the other J.O.?
I think it was the personal protector at one time.
He was.
Here's your personal protector.
Not J.O., Jerry.
All right, let's take a look at some of the other games from around the league this week, and one really we'll all keep our eye on is Philly at Washington. I know the records don't really jump out, both 3-6, but two pretty local teams here. What do you guys think?
I think the biggest thing is how Cole Foles is going to do at quarterback now that Michael Vick is out of the lineup. Is he going to give the spark necessary to help this Philadelphia team win?
Here's a crazy stat along those lines.
Nick Foles.
Washington has lost 8 straight against rookie quarterbacks.
Really?
How is that possible?
Well, they got their own rookie quarterback, so they live at home as well.
That's a good point. But they're going against the rookie
Redskins.
They're
going to have great success. In the Philadelphia, for the past three games, they've given up a 75% completion rate. That plays right into RG3. I think he's going to have a great game.
I mean, either both coaches are on a hot seat. I think Shanahan gets fired more because of his comments before their bye week about quitting on the team. Andy Reid, we all know what he went through with the loss of his son during training camp. So they've had a boatload of injuries. They got to fix the offensive line. They got to fix the defensive coordinator. It's always tough when you fire a coordinator. Normally when a coach fires a coordinator, it means he's saving his hide. So I don't think Andy's going to be fired. They may give him one more year to see what happens.
There so long.
I mean,
I think Shanahan's going to be in place. I think it's about retooling and giving RG3 some weapons. You don't want to go ahead and change another offense for him. But I think at the same time, Andy Reid, the story is old. He's out.
He is done.
One other crazy stat from that game, the Skins have lost 9 of the last 10 at home. Chicago at San Francisco, Monday Night Football. Bears 7-2, San Francisco 6-2-1, a
Chicago,
tie.
Man, I really like. I think their defense plays well. They're the optimistic team this year. They're getting all the turnovers. I think they'll go out to Candlestick and they'll hand it to them out there.
San Francisco.
All right, we're going to take a look at our game when we get back right after this. Break it down. Ravens Steelers Sunday Night Football.